Tamian opened the crate with fumbling hands.
I'm sorry. Look, only one broke. I mean, two.
I should send you home before it's three, she said, but then softened her tone and forced a smile at Tamian's anguished expression. It's all right. I was planning on keeping one for the house anyway. Clean out the glass and put it by the porch.
What about your father? You don't think he'll fire me, do you?
Her father had sworn if Tamian broke another bottle, he would do just that. And he was sure to notice the crate was short by two.
I'll tell him I did it, she replied with an exasperated sigh.
Now, you had better get back to it. You don't want to miss the festival. Tamian was visibly relieved.
Thank you. I promise to be more careful.
Mariah turned to the door, pausing just inside.
Take one for yourself, she called back. I'll tell Father I broke three.
Tamian's eyes lit up, and he bowed repeatedly, nearly tripping over the crate in his excitement. Mariah closed the door, fearful of another calamity should she stay a second longer. Three bottles would be hard enough to explain away, particularly from this batch. Each full crate was worth enough coin to pay the average farmhand's wages for a week. Father is not going to be happy, she thought. But keeping Tamian in their employ was better than the alternative. Mariah returned to the kitchen and plopped back down at the table.
Still there, I see,
she said to the pile of waiting papers. She sorted through the small stack until she found the inventory list. 35 crates had just become 34, and it was up to her to decide who would be shorted on their order. A tiny smile formed as the unlucky soul's name popped into her head. The smile stretched as she imagined the sour expression on Mrs. Druville's face. Though in truth, Mrs. Druville's expression was always sour. A soft rap at the door told Mariah she'd spent too much time in thought and too little on work. Through the window, she could see that the sun was nearing the horizon.
To blazes with it. This can wait until tomorrow.
Not like her father would notice anyway. So long as the bills were paid, he couldn't care less about the books. 20 was young to be trusted with the well-being of the family. But though her father was by far one of the finest winemakers in Vailari, it was their combined efforts that had in recent years increased their wealth to the point that they could expand the farm. This season, they'd employed twice the number of hands as the previous, and next season promised to be even better. Celine, Mariah's best friend since childhood, had given up knocking and let herself in. Entering the kitchen, she let out an exasperated groan.
Why aren't you ready? I told my brother we'd meet him before the festival starts, or did you forget?
I was just finishing up here, said Mariah. Don't worry, we'll be there on time. Celine sniffed.
That would be a nice change.
She then twirled around, arms extended.
What do you think?
She was wearing her finest dress, blue with green stitching and a white sash, and her straight, waist-length raven hair was tied back and intertwined with a silver ribbon.
Mother bought it for me, sent it all the way from Lake Merion.
My father orders fish from Lake Merion. It's quite good. Though now that you mention it... Mariah leaned her head in and sniffed several times.
Is that fish I smell? Stop it! That's not funny!
Mariah laughed.
I'm sorry. I was only teasing. It's very pretty, really.
This seemed to satisfy Celine.
Thank you. Now, would you please explain why you're not dressed? The festival starts in less than an hour.
Mariah had never enjoyed large crowds. The jostling about and the way folks squeezed tightly together made her feel trapped. And unlike the spring wine festival, where she could stay hidden behind her father's tasting booth, she would be expected to mingle and hold conversations with people at the harvest festival.
Lem's playing tonight?
Asked Celine, as she pulled a bottle from